questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his perfect progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Canon and Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. As you have been following and listening such shows from IRIB English Radio, in this series of shows, we are trying to talk about the questions and, let's say, the doubts and misconceptions that we are receiving from different questioners all around the world. For that, we have invited Islamic researcher and scholar, Sheikh Noor Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools, to this show to help us to answer the questions. Before asking the first question, I'd like to welcome Sheikh to the show and say salam to him. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. The question of the day that we want to ask it here and actually discuss it with the respected guest speaker of the show, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, is about the event of Ghadir. Ghadir is the day that Imam Ali alayhi salam has been appointed by the Holy Prophet in Hajjatul Wada, and the way back to Medina, in an area called Ghadir, as the first successor of the Holy Prophet and the Imam of the Islamic Ummah right after the Holy Prophet. So the question is that why Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, in their own life at the time of caliphate of the first and second caliphs, never referred to the event of Ghadir? And also, before that, why they never even talked about this right after the demise of the Holy Prophet, at the time that people were busy in Saqifah Bani Sa'ada to make decision for the successor of the Holy Prophet? This is the core of the question today. I want Sheikh Noor Muhammad to shed some light on that, and actually to answer this question from two phases. One, why didn't they, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, react to whatever had happened right after the demise of the Holy Prophet at the time of Saqifa, when some companions of the Holy Prophet went to a place entitled or called as Saqifa Bani Sa'ad and made a decision for the successor of the Holy Prophet and the Caliph after the Prophet? What was the reason that they were silent?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, you know that Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, for numerous times and occasion, on different occasions, starting from the beginning of the caliphate of Abu Bakr, he started, arguing against the caliph system.
Yeah.
And of course, it has been quoted and narrated by the Sunni scholars. They have been mentioned. If you let me introduce you one source for that. You can refer to Al-Qadir and Allama Amini in that book. He introduced more than 100 pages about the argument and Al-Ihtijajat wal-Munashidat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, which means the arguments of Imam Ali against the caliphate from the Sunni narrators.
Yeah.
And Imam Ali mentioned that, of course, on numerous times and occasions. Of course, in the beginning of the caliphate system and in the Saqifa, it was a very complicated time and occasion. And, of course, in that time, while Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions of the noble prophet, most of the companions, of course, they joined the army of Osama. And of course, some of the, Ahlul Bayt and the particular companion, they were engaging in the, doing ghusl and the ablution for the noble prophet. And of course, the process of the burial possession for the noble prophet.
Yeah.
In that, difficult time, suddenly the Saqifa happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course, from the second caliph Umar, he mentioned that the كان بيعة أبي بكر فلتة وغفلة. وَقَلَّهُ شَرَّهَا. It has been mentioned in Sunni sources that the second caliph Umar, he mentioned that the caliphate of Abu Bakr was suddenly, yes. And may Allah save us against that the problem and the evil of that. Mm-hmm. You see that in that harsh time and the difficult time, suddenly they chose one person, an individual, as a successor of the noble Prophet Muhammad. And of course, by the terror and by the, you know, terrorizing people and frightening people, they mm-hmm. could conquer the minds of the people. And they, in a very harsh manner, they could confiscate the right of the Imam, the right of the caliphate of Imam Ali. And of course, all companions, they knew that the right of the successorship is only for Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is the immediate successor of the noble prophet. And of course, all of them, they remembered and reminded the time of the Qadir, what happened, and noble prophet introduced him to be a immediate successor of the noble prophet. But I said that it has some political, you know, agenda behind that action.
So, Sheikh, why didn't any of the companions actually complain and even show a sort of reaction towards what's happening in the Saqifa? I mean, they were all silent.
Of course, as I said, in that time, most of the companions, they joined the army of Osama, okay? Mm-hmm. And I said by terrorizing people and frightening people, they could, you know, do and they could overcome the circumstances and become that individual and the first caliph became the successor of the noble prophet. You see that, of course, we have the first argument of Imam Ali started when they wanted to bring Imam Ali and to receive the bay'ah. Okay, mm-hmm. And they received the pledge from Imam Ali alayhi salam for the first caliph Abu Bakr. In that time, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that, Ya ma'ashar al-Muslimin wal-Muhajirin wal-Ansar, unshidukum Allah, asami'atum Rasulallah, yaqul yawma qadirikum. And it continues. Imam mentioned that he reminded them that, swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wouldn't you remind that noble prophet assigned me as his own immediate successor in the beginning when they wanted to bring Imam Ali and to carry him to the doing a pledge with the first caliph? And of course, after that, mm-hmm. in the time of the first caliph and the second caliph, it has been mentioned.
Yeah, this is the second phase of our, let's say, discussion that I wanted you to explain about. So during the time of caliphate of the first and second caliphs, were there any objections from the side of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Because about that time, Lady Fatima passed away. I mean, because she stayed for almost 90 to 95 days after the Holy Prophet. It means that she was martyred very soon. So the reaction of Imam Ali alayhi salam, any statement, any, let's say, clear-cut objection of Imam Ali alayhi salam has been recorded in the history or not?
Of course, we have numerous. As I said, I think Nahjul Balagha is enough and is available for everybody. They can go and refer to Nahjul Balagha, mm-hmm. or, for example, the speech of Sheikh Shaqiyya and many other narrations of Imam Ali and the speeches of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam,
yeah.
against the caliphate system. لَقَدْ تَقَمَّسَهَا Abi Quhaf, Ibn Abi Quhafa, mm-hmm. and of course many other speeches of Imam Ali against the caliphate system. He said that the Ibn Abi Quhafa, referring to Abu Bakr, he was unqualified and he became the caliph after the noble prophet, while he does not have equality mm-hmm. to being the, you know, successor of the noble prophet. Many speeches of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, even in Nahjul Balagha, he mentioned against the caliphate system very, you know, publicly. He mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has been recorded in history.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. Thank you. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
You are talking about the qualification of the person for being appointed as caliph, but there were some other, let's say, factors that was making sense for the people at that time. One of them was the elderly, being elderly and aged, because he was old, and they said that since he was old, he is more qualified in comparison to others. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was young at that time, and he was almost 33 years, if I'm not mistaken. So was it a good factor to be included as a caliph, rather that there was a clear nas, clear order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet?
Of course not, because I mentioned the army of Osama. Osama was a very young person, okay? And noble Prophet assigned him to be ahead of the army. Okay, and of course, in that time, some of the companions, they complain and they argue against the noble prophet. Mm-hmm. Why you specify that individual and young man to be a head of army? Of course, we had these arguments for against the noble prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is not acceptable. How elderly to be elder, it does not mean that you are a qualified one.
Yeah.
And of course, we have وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ السَّبِيَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, I think it's referring to one of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, while he was a sabi, which means that he was a child, we give him this wisdom and he became the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we have about some of the prophets, teenagers, while they were a child. And of course, even some of the a'imma of Ahlul Bayt, like Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wasalam, while they were child, they become imams and they become the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he was, in that time, he was a strong man in that time, and he was about 30 years old in that time, about that time. And everybody, he was well known among people to be wise man, and of course to have the attributes to have the successor of the noble prophet.
Very true. And we know that we have a case of a prophet while he was in the cradle. He's a prophet. So when Allah's actually order can come to make a person, to appoint a person as a prophet while he is still in cradle, so why not to appoint a person while he is in his 30s?
You see, my brother, the assignment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a prophet, that assigning the individual to be a successor of the prophet or a imam, it is only in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true.
Nobody can decide, even the ummah, even the, community of the Muslim, they cannot a specific one individual and assign him to be a successor of the noble prophet. It is only by the assignment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he knows the best, who is the most qualified to be a successor for the prophet. It is not actually in the hand of the people or Muslim or, for example, anybody else to assign for people to be a successor of the prophets.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your answers to the questions, and you, respected listeners, for staying tuned and listening to IRIB English Radio. I leave in Allah's protection till our next show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.